Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada. We are continuing our look at African Cup 2021 players. So we're looking at each team and their players. And today we are looking at Gambia, or it is sometimes called the Gambia, although I'm a bit curious about that name grammatically. But let's jump right in here, and we'll begin by looking at the manager, Tom St. Fiet. Tom St. Fiet has been manager of the Gambia national team since 2018. He's actually managed a lot of teams, but never been in a tournament before. That's because he tends to manage smaller countries. Before Gambia, he was the manager of Malta, and Trinidad and Tobago, and I'll just list the many teams he's been head of: Bangladesh, Togo, Malawi, Yemen, Zimbabwe, and Namibia. So this is his first tournament, and we will mark him as a starter, as it were, because I don't think he will change. There, let's move on to goalkeepers, and we begin with a definite candidate in Boubacar Gaye. So Boubacar Gaye had played four of their eight games in 2021, but was on the bench for four others, so not necessarily a guaranteed starter, but almost certain to be there. He is 23 years old and has five caps since 2020. And he plays for Rot-Weiss Koblenz in Germany, and was with Stuttgart's B team in Germany before that. Next up is Sheikh Sibi. Sheikh Sibi, we consider a likely candidate. He played three of their eight games in 2021, was on the bench for the first of those, but he wasn't selected for four games, including the last one. So he is also 23 years old and has three caps. Those three caps were his first three games. And he plays for Virtus Verona in Italy. And finally, we have Modu Job. And we have him as actually seemingly off the squad, because he played the first of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for the second, but then not selected for the last six matches. So he's a veteran keeper for them, 33 years old, and has 27 caps since 2007. And he plays for Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Okay, so not a lot of selections. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring in someone new there, but let's see who is selected. And in fact, all three of them are selected. So Boubacar Gaye and Sheikh Sibi and Modu Job. And I'm not sure why Modu Job was gone for a while. So he could be the starter, being a veteran amongst those. But I'm going to say Boubacar Gaye because he has played most of their games in 2021 among those three. We did actually have a couple of names added, but just to the preliminary squad, and I maybe should have mentioned at the beginning that the Gambia did have a 40-man preliminary squad, and then they cut that down to 28. And I'll just mention by name for future reference the two players. So Lamine Sarr and Lamine Saldi. Lamine Sarr and Lamine Saldi on the preliminary squad, but not making the final squad. All right, moving on to do central defenders. We have Omar Colley as a definite. And Omar Colley played seven of their eight games in 2021. He is 29 years old and has 32 caps. He's been with the team since 2012 and currently plays for Sampdoria in Italy. Before that, he played for Genk in Belgium, Djurgårdens in Sweden, and Cups in Finland. So he really gets around. So that is Omar Colley as a definite candidate. And James Gomez is our likely, as is considered likely. So he had his first appearance on the bench in June and went on to play four of their remaining six games in 2021. He is just 20 years old, and those, well, I guess he has four caps and one goal since 2021. I have three caps written here, but I just said he played four of their six games, so that must be a mistake. So, likely central defender James Gomez. Next, we have four possible candidates. Modu Georgiou is the first one. Modu Georgiou had his first cap in March 2021 and played two of their remaining eight games. And he was on the bench for one other, but not selected for five. So he is 24 years old and has those two caps since 2021 and plays for Austria Vienna in Austria, of course. And he was loaned out to Elfsborg in Sweden. So Modu Georgiou. Next possible candidate is Mohamed Mbaye. Or perhaps Mbaye. He played five of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those. So I'll actually just move him up above Modu Georgiou because he seems a little more likely. He is 32 years old and has 13 caps since 2010. So he doesn't seem like a starter for them. He's played for several clubs in Sweden. Over the years, and currently is with Bromola since 2020. Okay, next one, Boubacar Sané. Boubacar Sané played five of their eight games in 2021, but wasn't selected for the last three matches. He actually scored one of their goals in qualifying. It was a late tying goal in Djibouti. He's unattached right now, but he was with Anderlecht in Belgium before that. But he was loaned out to several clubs in his 3 years with them. Excuse me. He's 27 years old and he has 29 caps and one goal. He's been with the team since 2012. So, actually, of the ones I've mentioned so far, Boubacar Sané seems the most possible. In the possible category, I actually will move him up to likely, having just read what I read. Okay, Noah Sonko Sundberg is our last possible candidate. That's Noah Sonko Sundberg, and he played three of their games in 2021. He was born in Sweden and is currently with Östersunds. In Sweden. He's 25 years old and has six caps since his first one in 2020. So we consider him a possible candidate. Okay, and then we have one who seems to be off the squad now, and that is Mamadou Danso. So I won't go into detail unless he's selected, but he last. Last appeared for the national team on the bench in September 2019. So we don't expect that he will be selected, but let's see. So we do have our definite candidate, Omar Colley. And we also have our likely candidate, James Gomez. And Boubacar Sané, I had moved him up to likely. So those two are on the squad. Among our possible candidates, Modu Georgiou made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. But Mohamed Mbaye and Noah Sonko Sundberg also made the squad. I'm going to consider them as substitutes. I may be wrong in all of this, but I'm going to consider Omar Colley and James Gomez the starters there. We also had, I'll just mention by name, Salifu Krubali. Salifu Krubali did make the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. And of course, Mamadou Danso was not selected. Okay, moving on to left backs, we have Leon Gouara as our likely candidate. Leon Gouara had his first cap in June and played five of their remaining six games and was on the bench for the other. So he actually looks like he'll be the starter here. He's 25 years old and has five caps since 2021. And he currently plays in Germany. In fact, he was born in Germany, so most of his clubs have been in Germany or else in the Netherlands. He's with Jan Regensburg in Germany and was with Utrecht in the Netherlands before that. Okay, next we have three possible candidates. The first one is Robin Bjornholm Jata. Robin Bjornholm Jata was born in Norway, so a lot of connections with Scandinavian countries and Gambia. That's something I'd like to check out. He first appeared on the bench. This is Robin Bjornholm Jata. First appeared on the bench in October 2020, but earned his first cap in June 2021 and played two of their remaining games in 2021, but wasn't selected for the last three. So he plays for Storjals Blink in Norway. Okay, moving on is Pamodu Jangne. Pamodu Jangne played and actually was captain for the first of their eight games in 2021, but was not selected for the seven others. So he's 32 years old and has 39 caps for the team since 2006. So a real veteran on the team. I wonder why he was gone. And I think if he comes back, he'll be on the squad, but he may have retired because he has been with the team since 2006. He plays in Switzerland. He's with Dietkorn in Switzerland and was with FC Zurich before that. That's Pamodu Jangne. And finally, our last possible candidate is Ibu Touré. Ibu Touré returned after a two-year absence to play two of their three remaining games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. So he's 27 years old and has seven caps, but that's since 2015, so not a regular on the squad. He was born in England. And we have one candidate who I'm going to consider possible, but unlikely. It's Omar Gay. And part of the reason he's unlikely is because he was an injury doubt. He was injured for the last three matches, but he did play three matches in 2021. Those are all of his caps, because the first one was in 2021 also. And he's 23 years old and plays for Maccabi Netanya in Israel. So he's possible but unlikely. That's where we have him. And let's look and see. Well, surprisingly here, the likely candidate, Luan Gouara, only made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. Robin Bjornholm Jata didn't make the squad. So it looks like Pamodu Jangne came into action, came back from his absence, and so I'm guessing he'll be the starter. And then Ibu Touré also made the squad. And I will guess that he's going to be a substitute. Okay, Omar Gay did not make the squad, whether due to injury or just non-selection. And that is the situation with left backs. So I'm just going to take a pause and a sip of a water here. All right, I'm back. Actually, it wasn't water, it was Coke, but I didn't want to promote. Okay, next we have Abdou Diallo. Actually, he's sometimes listed as a midfielder, but we're looking at right backs here. So we'll have to see in the tournament what position he plays primarily. He had played six of their eight games in 2021. He scored a goal also, and we're looking at him as a likely candidate. He plays for Metz in France and is 23 years old. He has 14 caps and 3 goals, so a bit of a scorer, and he's been on the team since 2015. He also scored one of their goals in the African Cup 2019 qualifying. Next is Sadie Janko, who we also consider likely. He had his first cap in October and played all three of their remaining games. So, yeah, it looks like he and Abdouli Diallo overlapped a bit. So maybe Diallo does move up into the midfield, it seems. Sadie Janko is 26 years old and he has three caps since his first one there in 2021. And he plays for Real Valladolid in Spain. He was born in Switzerland. All right, moving on, we have one possible candidate in Mohamed Sané. Mohamed Sané earned his first appearance. It was on the bench actually in June, and then he played two of their remaining six games, but he wasn't selected for the last three matches. So he plays with a club in Estonia, and he's 21 years old and has two caps, both of them earned in 2021. So possible candidate there, Mohamed Sané. And then we'll just mention Suleiman Bojang. Suleiman Bojang has been off the team since October 2020. So we'll give a little more information if he's selected here. But let's take a look and see. Abdouli Diallo, no surprise, was selected, as was Sadie Janko, both of those on the squad. And Mohamed Sané made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. So I'm not really sure. I think Abdouli Diallo will be a starter. Sadie Janko possibly also, but maybe not both. Obviously not both as right back. So maybe one of them, Abdouli Diallo, probably as a midfield if they're both on the field. All right, let's move on to midfielders. And we begin with the defensive midfielders, and we have Abrima Darbo as a definite candidate. That's because he including his first cap in June, played all six games in 2021 after that. So just 20 years old, those six games are his only caps, and he's with Roma in Italy. He was with Roma's youth club also. Okay, defensive midfielder Ibrima Sona, we consider a possible candidate. So he played none of their eight games in 2021, but he was on the bench for two of those. Yeah, actually, that seems to make him a little less likely. So we'll move him down to possible, but not likely. because he was just on the bench for two games. He is 33 years old and has 37 caps and three goals since 2007. So quite a veteran on the team. And he plays in Gambia now, but he's played in some interesting countries. He's played in Senegal, Malta, Azerbaijan, Finland, Kuwait. He's really, really a globetrotter. Okay, next one we consider possible but unlikely is Sheriff Sinyan. Sheriff Sinyan, we'll give more information on him if he's selected, because he didn't play any of their eight games, but was on the bench for the second last one. And finally, Suleiman Mare seems to be off the squad. No, I'm not sure why I have that, because he played four of their eight games in 2021 and was not selected for four others, including the last two matches. But I think that would put him as a possible candidate. So I'm just going to change that in my graphic here. And let's take a look and see who made it. So three of them made it. Ibrahim Adarbo and Ibrahim Asona and Suleiman Mara, who we moved up to possible. So I'm going to guess Ibrahim Adarbo is a starter there. And I'll put Suleiman Mara as a substitute. And also Ibrahim Asona as a substitute. So Ibrahim Adarbo, Ibrahim Asona, and Suleiman Mara. All right, moving on to central midfielder, we have Youssoufa Bob. Youssoufa Bob is a definite candidate. He had returned after a more than two-year absence in March and to play seven of their remaining eight games. So we have him as definite. He's 25 years old and he has nine caps since 2018. And he plays for Piacenza in Italy. And he's played most of his career in Italy. Next, as a possible candidate, Ebu Adams. Ebu Adams returned after a two-year absence also. He returned in October to play one of their two remaining games. So he was born in England and he plays for Forest Green in England. He's 25 years old and has eight caps since 2018. Ibrahim Akali is another possible candidate. Ibrahim Akali played one of their eight games in 2021, but he had two injuries, so missed four games because of those, and wasn't selected for three games too. So, however, he does play for Atalanta in Italy, which is a fairly big team. And he's 21 years old and has earned 10 caps since 2019. So I think we have him as possible because of injury, but I think normally he would be a likely candidate. Next is Dauda Ngum. Dauda Ngum played three of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. But he was not selected for the last match. He's 31 years old and has 18 caps since 2015. And he currently plays in Brøndby in Denmark. All right, and then two names we'll just throw out because they seem to be off the team. Alassana Mane. Alassana Mane played the first two of their eight games in 2021, but then he wasn't selected for the last six matches. So he plays in Poland. And Sané Njay last appeared for the national team in in 2020, he plays in Slovakia. So both of those guys are fairly young, in their early 20s. So they may make their way back into the team down the road. But let's go over who made it. And we have Yusufa Bob, who will probably be a starter there. And Ebu Adams made the squad. Ibrima Colley and Dauda Ngum. So among those, I'm going to guess that Ibrima Colley would be the starter, and Ebu Adams and Dauda Ngum as substitutes, though I'm not sure. Alassane Mané made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. And then Sané Njay was not selected. There was another player named to the preliminary squad, Maddy Camara, but did make the final squad. All right, moving on to right midfielders. We have Boubacar Diop. We have him as a possible candidate. Yes, we're moving to right midfielders because there are no players listed as left midfielders. So, right midfielders, as I said, Boubacar Diop, and we consider him a possible candidate. He played two of their eight games in 2021, was on the bench for two others, and he plays for Norrby in Sweden. He also played for Toronto FC in Canada for their B team. That was his first senior club. He's 27 years old and has 13 caps and one goal since 2018. So that's right midfielder Boubacar Diop. Moving on to left wingers, we begin with Modu Barrow. So Modu Barrow is a veteran. He's 29 years old, actually 14 caps and two goals with the team since 2015. So that doesn't look like he's consistently selected. And in fact, he played two of their eight games in 2021 and was not selected for six others. So he's not consistently selected. He plays in South Korea for Jeonbuk Hyundai Motors and played in Reading in England before that. But he's also played in Turkey and Sweden. So that's Modu Barrow. Okay, next we have Musa Juwara. That's a possible candidate. Musa Juwara played three of their eight games in 2021, but wasn't selected for five others, including the last three. So he's 20 years old. He has four caps since 2020, and he plays for Bologna in Italy. So Musa Juwara, a possible candidate. And we'll mention Khalifa Mané. Khalifa Mané, though we consider to be off the team because he wasn't selected for the last six matches, just the first two. So let's see which of these players made it. So it looks like Modu Barrow was selected. Musa Juwara, the other possible candidate, though, wasn't even considered for the preliminary squad. However, Khalifa Mané did make the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. So it looks like Modu Barrow there is the starter in that position. And let's move over to the right wing. We have Lamine Diallo as a possible candidate. So Lamine Diallo played four of their eight games in 2021, including the last three. So we might move him up to likely since he's the main candidate here. He's 27 years old and has 17 caps and one goal since 2016 and plays for Vicenza in Italy. Okay, I'm going to move him up to lightly just because of the lack of candidates here. The other candidate is Abdoulaye Sagnang. Abdoulaye Sagnang we consider possible but unlikely. He played the first two of their eight games in 2021, but was injured for two matches and not selected for four others, including the last one. So, yeah, I think I'll move him up to possible there. And let's take a look and see what happened. All right, looks like Lamine Diallo was selected. And Abdoulaye Sagnang made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. So Lamine Diallo looking like a starter in that position. Okay, moving on to the forwards, we begin with attacking midfielders, and we only have one, and it is a possible candidate, Boubacar Traoré. Boubacar Traoré played five of their eight games in 2021. He's 27 years old and has 14 caps since 2015 and plays for Ajman in UAE. We also have a secondary striker in Youssoufou Ndjay. So we consider him a possible candidate too. Youssoufou Ndjay returned after a 20-month absence, so almost 2 years. He returned in June to play the first of their three of their six remaining games in 2021, and he is with Boavista in Portugal since 2018. So he's 27 years old and has five caps since 2017. All right, well, let's see which of those two made it. And it looks like both of them did. Boubacar Traoré. I'm going to put him as a maybe there. And I'll put Youssoufou Ndjay also as a maybe. They probably wouldn't use both positions at the same time. But then players move around the field, so it's hard to know exactly who will be selected. All right, let's move on to forwards. And we have three definite candidates here. The first one is Moussa Barrow. Moussa Barrow played seven of their eight games in 2021. And he scored two of their 11 goals in qualifying. One of those was a late tying goal in Congo DR. So Moussa Barrow is 23 years old. He's been with the team since 2018 and in that time has amassed 16 caps and two goals. And he plays for Bologna in Italy and was with Atalanta before that and Atalanta's youth club. Next one is Athan Cisse. I probably should have put him first because he's their main striker. He played seven of their eight games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the last match. He scored three of their 11 goals in qualifying, so he was the top scorer for the team. And he's 27 years old. And he's been with the team since 2013 and has 23 caps and 11 goals. So that's a very good scoring ratio, almost 50%, meaning that he scores roughly once every two games. He's with FC Zurich in Switzerland now, so he looks like a definite candidate. And the other definite candidate is Mohamed Badamozi. Mohamed Badamozi played five of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for the first of those and not selected for two others, including the last one. So he's 23 years old and has 10 caps and one goal, and he's been with the team since 2018. He plays for Kortrijk in Belgium, I'm going to put him as a substitute, though, because I'm guessing he kind of comes or subs in for Moussa Barrow or Asan Cisse. So I'm going to put those two as starters. Oh, hang on. We haven't seen if they made the squad yet. So we'll come back to that. Because we have a few other candidates to discuss. At the possible level is Dembo Darbo. So Dembo Darbo earned his first cap in October and played two of their three remaining games in 2021. And he is 23 years old, and he has two caps, those two caps in 2021. And he plays for a team in Belarus, actually. Our last possible candidate is Nuha Marong. Nuha Marong played two of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for three of those, but he wasn't selected for the last three matches. So we consider him just a possibility. He joined the team in 2019, but only has four caps and no goals. So he is 28 years old and plays for Granada in Spain, but for their B team. So that's Nuha Marong. And finally, we have one possible but unlikely candidate in Aboubakari Konté. So Aboubakari Konté appeared in June and played one game, but then was injured or not selected. So never really made it onto the squad there. Now let's see who among those forwards was selected. And okay, I'm safe in my initial assessment there, because Moussa Barry, Asan Cisse, and Mohamed Badamosi all made it. Those were our definite candidates. And among the possible candidates, Dembo Darba did make the squad, but Nuha Marong only made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. And Aboubakari Kanté was not selected even for the preliminary squad. So yeah, a quick review of what I was saying before. I'm considering Moussa Barrow and Asan Cisse the starters there, and Mohamed Badamosi and Dembo Darbo as substitutes. Okay, we don't say this with any great confidence, because we're not really sure what's going to happen. But based on the information we have, that's what it seems, or that is the presumption that seems likely based on the evidence. So let's go over the team quickly. We have Tom Saint-Viet as the manager, and the goalkeeper, we consider Boubacar Gueye the likely starter there. For defenders in central defense, we think Omar Colley and James Gomez will be the starters. As left back, Pamodu Diagne looks like the starter. And as right back, Abdouli Diallo, or possibly Sadie Janko, with maybe one of them playing out of position. As defensive midfielder, we think Ibrima Darbo will be a starter, and central midfielder Youssoufa Bob as a starter. Also, we think Ibrima Colley will be a starter in the midfield also. For left wingers, Modu Barrow looks like a starter, and for right wingers, Lamine Diallo. And attacking midfielder Boubacar Traoré, we think is maybe a starter, or Youssoufa Ndjay, maybe a starter. But among the forwards, we're pretty certain that Moussa Barrow and Asan Cisse will be the main players there, the starters there. All right, so let us finish our podcast here. So this is the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. And you can find our website at soccerfiles.com. www.captivate.fm. That's Soccer Files with a PH. Or you can just Google us and we should come up on the first page. Soccer Files, and that's our email too, soccerfiles@gmail.com. So if you want to explain to me the reason why it's sometimes called The Gambia, I would appreciate that. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to go on calling it Gambia. All right. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.